The gospel reading today, we hear a couple of things that we need to focus on. First of all, the question of where the Messiah was to be born. And they tell King Herod that he was to be born in Bethlehem, and they repeat what the prophet Micah said. Now, we know that Bethlehem is also the place where David was born. And we might say, well, wait a minute, if from you is to come a leader who will rule my people Israel, isn't that talking about David? Well, one might think so, except that the book of the prophet Micah was written about 700 years after David lived. So it's not talking about David, but talking about someone who is going to be coming after him, obviously. And so that's the first point we need to recognize, that this point of Bethlehem is a very important one as we consider this story. Now, when we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, which, remember, is a Greek word that means a manifestation, and so what we're celebrating is the manifestation of the divinity of Christ. And traditionally, there are three things that have been looked at as the first manifestations to different people. So today we celebrate the star that manifested the divinity of Christ, and we see that very clearly as we hear these men come and they worship him. And that is what it says in the Greek. They worshiped him. And so they understood this wasn't just a human king, that there was something entirely different about him, because you don't worship a human king. And you're not going to travel long distances and make an arduous journey across the desert to be able to see some little baby who's just another human king. There was something entirely different, and they recognized that. And so this was the first revelation or manifestation to the Gentiles, to the non-Jewish people, to the people of the different nations, is what Gentiles means. And so a manifestation outside of Israel. Then we have the manifestation that came to John the Baptist, and that was at the baptism of our Lord, when the skies opened up and the Father's voice was heard, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. And so a manifestation to John the Baptist. Who was this? Is this the one that I'm looking for? And God made it very clear at his baptism. And shortly thereafter, as our Lord began his public work, his first miracle, the changing of water into wine at the wedding at Cana, was the manifestation to the people of Israel. And so those are the three things that are the initial manifestations of his divinity. Obviously, changing 120 gallons of water into wine isn't something that just any prophet or something is going to be able to do. And of course, it points to what's going to be coming in the shedding of the blood and the changing also of wine into the very blood of Jesus at Holy Mass. So we have that manifestation as well. Now, for each one of us individually, maybe or maybe not, there has been some manifestation of the Lord in your life. If there has been some conversion experience or whatever there may be, maybe you can look back at that and say, that's where the Lord showed himself to me. And even with that, what you'd have to look at is to say, you understood it was the Lord, but there was nothing in whatever happened that you could see or feel or whatever to be able to say, he is God. When the Magi looked at him, he looked like a human baby because he was. But he was God, hidden under the form of that baby. When John the Baptist baptized our Lord, he couldn't see that he was God. The Father manifested that fact, but there was nothing different about the way that our Lord appeared. You know, we'd like to think that, well, because he's God, it would have been pretty obvious to the people. In fact, we know that what he did is spent his life hiding that fact, because it was going to require an act of faith. And if he was standing in front of us glowing in the dark and doing all kinds of interesting things, it wouldn't require a lot of faith. It would be able to say, well, that's knowledge now. We've seen it. We know. He's proven it. But it requires faith. So we can't see it. We can't grasp it with the senses. The same is true at the wedding at Cana. He didn't do anything. He just simply said, well, take out some of the water and bring it to the head waiter. He didn't touch it. He didn't do anything to be able to express anything that would show him to be God. And yet it was the work itself which demonstrated that. That's what we see in our own lives. We see the working of God in our lives. Many of us can look back to some rather unfortunate days in our lives, and we see the change that happens. And while on one hand you could say, well, I finally kind of woke up and realized I wasn't going on a very good path and I wanted to get things turned around, well, there are lots of people who do that for lots of different reasons. But when you look at what's going on in your life now and you're saying, wait a minute, the fact that I'm praying, the fact that I'm coming to Mass, the fact that things have changed in my life, it's not just I decided I should stop doing this and start doing something different, but the fact that something happened which is clearly spiritual, or you wouldn't be here right now. That's where you have to be able to recognize once again through the fruit, the very work itself that the Lord is working in you is the manifestation of his divinity. And so there is that kind of epiphany in your own life. Once again, you can't see it with your eyes, you can't feel it with your fingers, but you can recognize it, but only with the eyes of the heart. Once again, what did these magi see? They didn't see a baby who was glowing in the dark. They saw someone who looked just like any other human baby. But there was something deeper that they recognized. Something that maybe the star pointed to, but the star couldn't prove anything. The star didn't demonstrate to them that this was God. So something else had to have happened inside of them that they would have prostrated themselves and worshiped him. That's what needs to happen in each one of us. That be able to see, if you will, with the eyes of the soul, with the eyes of the heart, however you want to put it, to be able to have that recognition, that understanding of who he is, something that goes beyond what is natural. And exactly what we heard about Jerusalem, that the glory of the Lord will shine upon you and his glory will be seen upon you. That's what we can see in ourselves. The glory of God is shining in us. We wouldn't be here otherwise. Now, maybe you don't see that glory shining, and maybe your friends aren't going to say, wow, what's happening that you're glowing in the dark? The glory of God is clearly shining through you. No, they're not going to be saying that. But once again, by the works, by the fact of how you've changed your life, by how you're trying to grow in virtue, by all the things that you're trying to do, in that you become the epiphany for others. You become the manifestation of the grace and the glory of God at work in you as they can see the grace at work by the fruits, by the work that you're doing. So for all of us now to be able to see that that's what God is doing in us. We become, in that sense, a living epiphany. God wants to show his divinity to the world, and he wants to show it through you and me. He is truly present right here in the Blessed Sacrament. We receive him, all those things. Once again, we can't see him or feel him, but we know he is there. And so too, within the depths of our hearts, we're in the state of grace. He is there in his indwelling presence, and he wants to shine through us. He wants his glory to be revealed out in the world through people like you and me. That's the gift that he is giving to us. So the same thing that the shepherds saw, the same thing that the magi saw, so too will others recognize that in us. Not anything that looks beyond what is ordinary, and yet something that no one can explain. How did this change happen? How are you able to do this? And you're the only one that can tell him, it's not me. It's the Lord working in me. It's him manifesting his glory so that through us, we can praise him, we can honor him. And like these Magi, when they recognized in the depth of their hearts who this was, they bowed down and they worshiped.